February 4th.
It took a whole 7 days to get here. Here we are again.
And I have worked up a thirst.
I'm thirsty.
I'm exhausted. You know, girl, I did Garden Fest this weekend.
Yeah, how was that?
Epic.
Beautiful weather.
Stunning weather.
Yeah,
it was perfect.
I heard that somebody had told me that that was the biggest turnout they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Did they run out of plants?
No, well, you know, the selection dwindled quickly.
I'll bet.
Yeah, you had to come early and you had to be prepared to buy. Cash
early
was king.
Early often, yeah.
That's right, that's right. Everyone, it's the Vero Insider. It's Wine Wednesday. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest.
Happy with something golden delicious in your glass.
It is golden. My partner in crime, Katie Wagner, Blue Star Bourbon Bar and Southern Kitchen. Please enlighten us. What is this deliciousness?
It's really good. It's a Gewürztraminer from Alsace that I got that I absolutely love.
You are Alsace.
I love
you
Alsace.
Are all Alsace.
I am all Alsace.
Play on words. It's lovely.
It's delicious. I can't read it. It's all what is it? Albert?
2010.
Albert
Boxer.
Yeah, Albert Boxer, 2010. Really great, great, great little wine.
It's a reserve.
Yeah, we have it on by the glass at the restaurant, and it's nice. It's a Gewürztraminer, so you automatically think that it's very sweet, but actually this has a really nice dry finish, and
it
it's
does,
got
indeed.
A good amount of acidity to it, so it's beautiful. It's silky on your tongue, and it's got all those nice honey peach flavors, but it's not sweet. It's not too sweet.
It isn't, and the honey profile is certainly there in the front.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that. Is this available by the glass?
Absolutely.
At Blue Star?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
And by the bottle?
By the bottle
I
as well.
I always say commit the bottle. Commit to the bottle.
You
Don't
know
be
what?
Foolish.
If you're going to have, here's what listeners need to know. If you're going to buy a bottle of wine at Blue Star, because not every restaurant does this, you're only paying for 3 glasses. There's 4.5 glasses in a bottle. So we only charge you for 3 glasses worth of wine. So what we do is we take our buy-the-glass price and multiply it by 3.
And that's
for
the bottle
price. And a lot of places I go, sometimes if you start looking at your menu and do the multiplication, I've been at restaurants where it's 1 glass is 8, and then, you know, as you 4 glasses is 32. Or I've even been at a couple restaurants here in town where they multiply it by 5, and I'm like, well, where's that? That glass
Where's
that doesn't
break?
Exist.
Yeah. Where's the price break?
There's no benefit for getting it by the bottle at that point. But,
right. So there is a value. And if you're with a guest
yeah,
and you're each
bottle,
having the same glass,
you, like
and you know
you're
going to have two.
Two people, 2 glasses, of
yeah.
course.
So you just commit to the bottle. Yeah. We're just helping you. You're welcome,
you're
Vero.
You're saving money.
You're welcome.
This is a smart thing to do.
Now, who are they going to hear this weekend when they come into Blue Star Bourbon Bar? Want a little musical
yeah,
entertainment.
Well, tonight we've got Chris Fenn. Tomorrow I've got Alabama Cousins, who we absolutely
They're
love.
They're fun. They're fun.
Friday, Mr. Motown himself, Curtis Hill,
Curtis!
Is going to be laying it down with the big dance party.
He's got
party.
Great hips, girls.
Yeah, he does.
Great hips.
Yeah, he does. And then Saturday we've got Low Key, which used to play at Blue Star Wine Bar, and they're back in town. They've all been to Canada
right
and gone.
Welcome
and
back, boys.
The boys will be in there, and they do a great show. They're a bunch of fun. So yeah, it's gonna be great.
Is it Thin Lizzy who sings that song? The boys are back in town.
Yeah,
guess
I
who
think
just
you're right.
got back today?
I should know that. That's my generation. But
hello, it's a one-hit wonder kind of thing,
I know,
and
I
I'm in love with
it. That.
I grew up in
We're
Michigan, and in
it
Ferndale
is.
There was Dino's Bar,
yeah.
and I would always play that song when I'd go into Dino's Bar because it's just
jukebox.
Appropriate. Absolutely.
How much fun is that?
Love it.
Yeah.
So sitting beside my dear, sweet Kitty Wagner of Blue Star Bourbon Bar, located in downtown Vero, who just had an amazing Friday Fest, by the way. They shifted Friday Fest down in front of you.
No, actually, they said they were going to, but it was in the exact same location that they were at.
Oh.
But it was okay because we had the Ladies of Soul. You know, we had
Little
April
Motown.
Pointexer, the three girls up there singing, belting it out with the full band behind them. And yeah, we were packed. We rocked the party.
Yeah, I think they need to shift that down one.
Well, that
More
is the plan. Maybe they had to wait.
There,
maybe
so,
they had
yeah.
to pass something by
well,
the
next
city.
Time, we'll just move the barriers
We'll just do
ourselves.
It for them.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Way to be helpful, Paul. We did
have a barrier problem, but very graciously, our police chief, I gave him a call and said, hey, can you help me out on this? And he immediately came and solved our problem. Because they had put
To protect and to serve. Thank
yeah,
you,
no,
sir.
He was so nice. He came in personally. He said, I'm so sorry. They're not quite exactly where we wanted them. Because usually they put them outside of the courthouse so that the general public can park over at Pocahontas Park and the community center's parking and also the street parking. But they had them all the way up to the traffic light. And so the whole street was closed down, even though there was nothing going on there.
See, they meant to.
They meant
just
to.
Didn't
so
happen.
I just, at
didn't
about
execute.
4 o'clock, I was like, wait a minute. How's anybody going to get here for dinner?
Hmm.
And immediately, as soon as they got moved, all the parking lots around me filled up with people going to Friday Fest, which was fine for us.
And then they came in for dinner.
Yeah, because then they came in and they either danced with the ladies and had a cocktail or they had dinner. I mean, we were busy and it was great. It was
I brought in some friends for everybody.
Yeah.
And we had the most sensational clams, right? That was delicious. It had pieces of ham and it was so yummy.
You had
and
mussels.
The escargot.
And the escargot.
The mussels, mussels and then the escargot. Oh, so yummy.
And I had a grilled chicken Caesar Thursday night. It was phenomenal.
I know, you kept telling me. You were like, that was really good. I'm
it
like,
was juicy
really?
Juicy chicken.
It's a grilled. It
That's
is.
Important, says Paul Chipaldi.
I get very good chicken.
You get juicy chicken.
Juicy chicken breasts.
Ooh. Well, speaking of breasts, let's shift this over to Paul Chipaldi. Clearly a fan of them and other things. Paul, you are a busy man these days, and you are not only the president of your Rotary Club this year, but the one behind the scenes responsible for the final execution of this epic Hollywood gala that's fast approaching on February 28th.
Mm-hmm. The gala of the season, we're renaming it now. Yeah.
Well said. Okay, so that's going to be out at Oak Harbor on February 28th, and it's going to be nostalgic of old Hollywood, right?
Yeah, we're really going to be very much like a kind of like an Oscar show. When you walk in the red carpet, you will be interviewing people right there.
I already got my fancy dress.
You've got your fancy dress.
To go with
dress.
My foxy nails.
So
thanks,
you know,
Foxy.
You'll feel special. I mean, it's $150 a ticket, so it's a $300 night out for you and your lovely. But you will feel like a star when you walk out of your car because everybody's getting their cars valeted and they can come down red carpet. We'll have a turn stop with all the logos. You'll be
great
interviewing
pictures.
People. And then it's right into a cocktail hour that we're also covering. So free
champagne.
You're
telling me that you can have complimentary cocktails and delicious food?
Correct.
And well, then sign me up.
$10,000 worth of silent auction items.
Nice.
Ooh.
And a big, cool mahogany wooden canoe that someone donated that was amazing with a chess set in the middle and the chairs.
Seriously?
And it's just really
it's a
beautiful.
A way to pass the time.
I want that. We can put that in my right. pool.
It looks like a piece of furniture. It's just so
gorgeous.
I bet it's stunning.
Yeah.
But there's a real highlight to this particular
there
event.
Is.
So would you enlighten us?
Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, who recently passed, Lauren Bacall recently passed, had one son, and his name is Stephen Bogart, and he just happens to live in Florida. And I just happened to meet him down in Key Largo.
Nice.
And he happened to give me his agent's name, and he is our speaker.
Wow.
So
he's
going
to give a little background story to the story.
He's going to give a little more in the background. So the papers have been covering some of the interviews, one that I did and then one that the paper did, and left out kind of some stuff on purpose because they didn't want to give it all away.
Got to get the draw.
But because your listeners are very important, I'm going to give you some more information on what's happening that evening.
Love the inside scoop.
This is. And he will be showing unpublished home movies that evening. That are part of a DVD collection that he had in his archives from his mom passing. And so he's bringing some of this, and they're just never before seen. They're not on any documentaries, and so it's kind of a special evening for him to be able to be there.
And share that.
And also share some home movies of what it was
with
like.
With an audience that will truly appreciate that.
Yeah.
And that, wow, that's so stunning. Obviously, as a mother of a boy myself, though I pale in comparison to someone of her stature. I can only imagine what amazing mother she is. There's nothing like the bond between a mother and her boy. So I bet that that's really touching home video.
Yeah, and you know he's got a show on PBS that a lot of people have come up to me and said, "Oh yeah, we love it. We're going to come to the gala." And I keep reminding people that, you know, get your tickets. Go to VeroGala.com now before the rest of the room sells out in the middle because the whole front is sold out. And I mean, there's not a bad seat in the house because we reverse the room because the theater is so gracious and not only selling our tickets. So you could call Riverside Theater and get your tickets as well.
Convenient.
Or just go to VeroGala.com and the Riverside Theater box office seats pop up and you can pick your table and exactly what chair you want to get. And then call your friends and say, "Hey, I'm at table 17.
Join our table.
Buy on that table if there's some."
But that's cool.
I'd say at this stage in the game, we just sold another 50 tickets over the last 4 weeks.
So that's fantastic.
They're starting to go, but we still need another 100 tickets sold.
Now, this gala, what is it benefiting?
We, as a Rotary Club of Vero Beach, we have been around for 86 years, so we have our own foundation, and that foundation has been supporting over 35 local charities.
Oh, great!
Over the last 86 years, so
ongoing.
On our website at VeroGala.com, you'll see a list of those charities right on there. So it's everything from the Boys and Girls Club to the Children's Theater, all pretty common
really
local
nice.
Charities that we do. And, you know, we'll hopefully again make another impact this year after this fundraiser.
I'm sure you'll make a significant impact. And I'm not sure if you had the opportunity to see the piece that I had the pleasure of writing about the Rotary
Clubs. You did a great job with that.
There was 5 local Rotary Clubs, each of them giving back to mm-hmm. the local community, which is so fascinating and fundamental to the cause of Rotary, of course. But it's really cool to see that your club is, in fact, the first. And to see that tradition continue. And, you know, in the past, it was the nautical flea market that you all had done. So yep. This is something new for your club. And it's new to Vero with a bit of nostalgia, a fun reason to play dress up. Let's face it, girls. We love that.
A lot of glamour. How much fun would that be?
Great glamour. Yeah. I've already went dress shopping.
What
That's
did you
how
get?
Excited
did you
I
get
am.
A flapper dress?
I did not. I'm interviewing, so I didn't want to be too much, but let's just say it fits like a glove.
I'll bet it's awesome.
White glove. Just
Let me
kidding.
Tell you one, one other quick little item.
Yeah.
For that dinner and for that gala and the entire evening, for that 150, that also includes the after party. So every good Oscar show has an after party that everybody
Naturally.
Wants to go to. So we're creating an after party right at the event. So you go from the ballroom to that sidebar, which is right in Oak Harbor off of their main lobby.
With beautiful wood accents and details. It's very, very lovely.
We're taking all the furniture out of that and we're turning it into the Rick's Casablanca Club.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
So, and then Ed Shanapee is our entertainer
Kitty
with his
loves
family.
Ed
so every Thursday
Ed's
he's
been
there.
Playing for me for years. He's fantastic.
He's phenomenal.
He used to play with the greats.
Yes.
He is a great.
He played for the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Is.
Was Piano Magazine editor for years. And he's so talented. He was able to do that fashion show and time the music with the fashion show with the models walking down the runway, which was amazing to me, live with a grand piano.
Yeah.
So some real headliners, some true talent is coming through. What's on the menu?
The menu is, of course, by last year's chef of Vero. He won the Chef Challenge, Celebrity Chef Challenge, Dean Evans.
Ah.
So that's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, he's very talented.
And it is a sort of a mix of surf and turf, kind of. So it will be...
Perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be a 4-course meal from Dean Evans, so that should not disappoint.
Absolutely. Yeah. It pairs well with champagne, mm-hmm. ends well with port. What more can you ask for?
There you go.
Nothing! So that's February 28th. Yours truly, Anna Valencia Tillery. I'll be there interviewing you on the red carpet. I have fun questions. So come with a good sense of humor and excitement about what's going on in our local community. It's going to be a lot of fun. And that's there at Oak Harbor, right off Indian River Boulevard, just north of 45th Street, which is where White Glove is conveniently located with our headquarters. And I tell you what, we have the privilege of being in that community a lot, both Grand Harbor and Oak Harbor, and offering our relocation and storage services to the various residents there. And it is stunning from the approach all the way throughout the community. So you couldn't ask for a better backdrop for a night of elegance. It'll be great. Okay, so where do we buy tickets again?
Hollywood Vero, Gala.
Yeah, Vero, yeah. VeroGala.com. Very easy to remember. Or just call the Riverside Theater box office and they will tell you what tables are available and what seats are available. It's easier to see the visual on the website and just pick your own, but if you need help with it, the theater's there for you.
Love it. Love it. Listen, there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. Don't go anywhere. It's too fun.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Vero scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach Magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com.
If you grew up in the glory days of rock and folk music, or you're simply a music buff, then come and celebrate the musical generation of the 60s and 70s when the Masters of Music series comes to the Emerson Center. Relive your musical memories at the best acoustic venue in town with some of the songwriters, performers, and musicians that helped build those memories when the music revolution was making an indelible mark on our lives. Livingston Taylor will launch this series of great performers on Saturday, February 14th. Followed by the founder of the Lovin' Spoonful, John Sebastian, on Saturday, March 14th, and concluding with Janice Ian, paired with Tom Paxton, on Friday, April 10th.
Learn the truth, it says.
19. Series tickets for the trio concerts are now on sale, and beginning October 15th, single tickets will be available for purchase. Meet the artists after the show when you purchase a VIP ticket. Visit theemersoncenter.org or call 772-778-5249 for the best choice of seats.
And here's to you.
The Masters of Music Concert Series is exclusive, and it's happening this season only in Vero Beach.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. This. Yes, we run this town. You're listening to the Vero Insider.
Can you say it? Can you say it?
Whoop, whoop.
No.
What?
Gavert.
Gavert Schmiener?
Yeah, I know. Everyone's like, I want that. And they point.
I want that Gavert Schmiener.
How do you say that, Gavert Schmiener?
It's delicious. Compliments the Blue Star Bourbon Bar and Southern Kitchen and my girl, partner in crime, Kitty Wagner. This is delicious. It's golden.
We
it's
haven't
deep,
gone out
it's
and gotten
lovely.
Arrested lately.
I know. Well,
the last time was your wedding. Your wedding with the golf cart.
That was fun. That was the highlight.
I know.
I'd like to say I talked myself out of that quite poetically.
Mm. I know. Well, you're just kid that way.
It's what happens when you're passing with a golf cart. but truly, let's take this moment as we come back to this wildly entertaining Wednesday and talk about some of our sponsors. Vero Beach Magazine, talk about a generous contributor to our local community and all the happenings that are going on. The brand new February edition is out. Look at that clever cover.
That is gorgeous.
That's a picture from captured by McKee Botanical Gardens with their Lego
Legos.
Exhibit.
Yeah, a hummingbird.
Did you know that this gentleman puts together all of these Legos and the adhesive product that he uses is none other than traditional Elmer's glue?
Hmm. Elmer's glue does amazing things.
Yeah, you'll find that in the article here in Vero Beach Magazine's February edition.
Did you bring Charlie to that?
I have not yet.
I brought Zach. He loved it.
Did he love it?
Oh, well, because then they have Legos they can play with outside the cafe.
Fun.
So there's like a whole bin that they
do
can
do lunch. It's a whole day. Mm-hmm. It's a whole day. It's brilliant. On page 62, I believe you will find a great photo of an amazing staff.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And the title is DeLange's Company's Win Top Honors. That's right. Pack Mail, Beachside, and White Glove Moving and Storage. We get a nice little write-up in there as you're moving and shipping experts for over 25 years. But we're being recognized in here as Company of the Year. So thank
exactly.
you very much.
Congratulations.
Yes, it's a nice picture. Nice shout out. So Vero Beach Magazine, they treat us oh so kind. Oh, so
it's a great
indeed.
Magazine. They have everything in there.
You know, this is probably one of the thickest edition or monthly publications yet
yeah.
to date. February was very packed because there's so many events, so many things going on, and they are so good to highlight all of the things that we have in store. One of the things that I found was really fascinating because Vero Beach Magazine was a big sponsor of Garden Fest. In fact, they're the ones that introduced us to it 2 years ago. So in the downtime, which was all of like 3 minutes, I saw this article, and it's a coverage. It's called A Different Perspective, and it's the coverage from the Indian River Photo Club, sort of behind the scenes, and who won each place categories. It starts on page 148.
Wow, that's very cool.
And it's truly stunning. And they show
oh,
all
those
of
photographs
the
are
stills
amazing.
That won, the inside, outside, the various components of their categories and award winning. So this is a really, really interesting publication. Of course, all of your retailers now have the February edition. If you happen to be at Garden Fest, you might have gotten your complimentary issue. But if you don't subscribe yet, look at this one. Isn't that stunning?
That is absolutely gorgeous.
If you don't subscribe, you need to subscribe because it tells you what you need to know, where you need to go. It's sort of like this show, but in print. How
well,
cool is
that? It's got the whole community calendar plus everything else that we might not even know about.
Absolutely. And pictures of behind the scenes stuff. It's just tons of fun. And speaking of that community calendar, it starts on page 255, calendar of events. And you can see it's like 10 pages long.
Oh, yeah. There's so much stuff going on this season. It's ridiculous.
This is a funny one. Reading Between the Wines. It's going to be on February 19th. That's right, at the Windsor Beach Clubhouse. And it's just fun stuff like that. Let's face it, we're in a very creative community.
And they always have a really nice chef article in there that I love to read.
Tasty recipes.
Local chefs and recipes and stuff.
They have the kale salad recipe from Citron. And of course, Vero Beach Magazine hosted at their new loft location, the Salty Seaside Social, which we all attended in this room.
Which was just fantastic.
Super
they did
cool.
such a nice job
and
with that.
And it's right across from Citron, and Citron did a great
job.
And
I got to tell you, that was the first time I had been up to the Village Shops since their redesign.
It looks good, doesn't it?
It's
absolutely gorgeous.
It does. It looks great. It looks
classy.
Really great.
It's really nice.
Yeah, I booked the loft for the next 6 months for our Rotary.
It's a community room. She's so generous. So generous. So if you have a nonprofit, you want to host some board meetings there, the space is, of course, available. I was about to tell you all about the flyer in my hand, but then my foxy nails caught my own eye.
Got some light, what is that, light pink glitter?
It is. Well, the tips are white glitter and light pink base. Absolutely stunning. And
you've got spring on your mind there,
I do.
Sunshine.
I'm sort of ready after Garden Fest. I got a little pep in my step.
Tulips, all that fun
daylight
stuff.
Daylight savings time. Do you know which day it is?
No.
Do you know? March 8th. Oh. We're like,
thank God,
we're so close to being back to real time.
Wow.
I know, where the days are longer, productivity is increased.
Spring training in Clearwater is coming up.
Wait, I don't want to work anymore.
We'll save that. Mm-hmm. Well, I meant productivity. We have wine tasting to do, research and development, Kitty.
Yeah, I know. Actually, you're right on that. I've been invited to about 3 or 4 different, really high-end luncheons to meet the winemaker and discuss their products. So
I love being your
friend. That's my favorite
have I said that?
Time of year. I know. And
have
you
I mentioned that I love being
lunch
your date?
With me. Exactly.
Jeez, that's perfect.
Yep.
Of course,
a good DD, by the way.
Okay. Yes, you really
I'm
are, Paul.
Keep you in
You're
line.
Epic in that, mm-hmm. in that regard. Mm-hmm. So I'm so happy about that. But this Saturday, I'll be at the Short Film Festival, Short film
the
concert.
Asbury.
It's
still a festival.
I know. Everything's a festival in my mind.
It's not a concert. You know, it's a bunch of short films. It's just not a juried show.
Valid point.
It is. It's still just a festival. It's a celebration of short films at the museum. I already got my tickets. I'm
good
so
girl.
Excited. I'm going to take Bruce and his 11-year-old son, Alec, because he loves making films. And
how
so
perfect.
It'll be so cool to take a kid who
a good
loves
way to, pass
to make
the afternoon.
Films. And show them short films and show them the whole world of opportunity that's there. It's going to be fun.
Well, that's this Saturday. It's at the museum, as Kitty said.
Yes.
1:30 and 7 o'clock and viewing times.
By all means.
$15.
Get tickets. It's $15. You won't have a better time.
Yep. You can get the tickets at verobeachmuseum.org. They were our guests last week,
and we were so excited to be there.
Lovely
when I called on the phone.
And Helen is just adorable with her cute little pregnant
She's
belly.
She's great. I know. She's got a little tummy on her.
We love that.
So cute.
Some of our other sponsors who we love and adore, Sandridge. Right now is the best time
when
to
is Bella
golf.
Coming
Are
back?
You kidding? He's so busy.
I know.
He's so busy and yet so wonderful.
Trust me, I'm aware. I you know, whenever I have 5 minutes and I'm out in my house, it's like bang, bang, bang. It's like a
He's
shooting
so,
gallery.
Well, right?
All the golf courses are packed because the weather is absolutely
true.
Gorgeous.
And of course, they have their app, so you can book your tee time right from your app. I think Paul might be doing that right now.
It's possible.
It is quite possible. and you know, more importantly, they just give back to our community on so many levels. There's always a charity cup event over there. There's always some sort of scrimmage that you can get involved in and help for a great cause just by playing a round of golf.
But you know what the funnest thing is about the golf course? Are those little signs that say, keep your cell phone and your keys in your pocket because we have raccoons and they like shiny things. So I was actually out there once and I did leave my keys in the golf cart.
Whoops.
And like 2 seconds, I was away from the golf cart. All of a sudden, I see this big old raccoon running full blast towards it. I'm like, no, it's mine. And I beat him to it. But you got to be careful out there.
Wow. She's got cat-like reflexes.
I was like, I don't have duplicate keys. That was
mine. Once the raccoons get the smartphone, society's over.
Hello. Of course, Republic,
right?
They're going to be texting away.
They got things to tweet. It's okay if the dolphins have it, but not the raccoons.
Not the raccoons. No. They're too clever.
They're with the disposable thumbs. Hey, Ashima Wild at Republic Services. She's so good to us here on this show. She's a proud supporter. And I tell you what, if your business is not currently recycling and you want to give it a try and see how much you can cut back on your waste and your garbage bill and your amount of garbage pickups.
You feel good.
You feel good about it. Just visit theveroinsider.com. You can click on tabs to all of our sponsors. Support them because they support us and we support you. Shop local, drink more wine, and we'll be back next Wednesday.
Enjoy the weather.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You can call me Caesar in a dark Caesar. Please follow the leader. So Eric B. We are.